Representative Mark Miller favors single-payer health care, but now the Madison Democrat is settling for what he calls a halfway measure, universal care funded through a payroll tax.
Healthy Wisconsin says, all right, let's just look at what we can do here in Wisconsin without requiring any federal approvals.
Labor groups are supporting Healthy Wisconsin, saying it will cut administrative costs. But the Wisconsin Association of Health Underwriters says it will do little to address the biggest expense, medical care itself. There are mechanisms in Healthy Wisconsin to better manage expensive chronic disease. However, the insurance group's Dan Schwartzer says that alone won't reduce health care use.
The reason health care costs are high is because the patient isn't involved in the financial responsibility.
Senator Kathleen Vineout, a Democrat from Alma, had this response: consumers can only control so much.
So yes, they can decide to go into the emergency room or to go into the doctor's office. But once they're in there, all of the services are driven by the providers. We're talking lab tests, admission, every single part of that, except for the initial visit.
The author of Healthy Wisconsin is Senator John Erpenbach. He recently made changes to the plan. They allow a phase-in for small businesses and reductions in the payroll tax for dual-income couples. Shabane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.